Thank you. to it. Just make some sounds.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome to Born on a Train, 2017, first episode of 2017.
Awesome.
I am here with X-Eyes, Travis and Corey. Is that how you guys say it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's how you say your name, that's how you pronounce your names, Travis, Corey.
Sometimes.
Okay. do you guys have projects under other names?
Yeah, I do Regriffs of Art, which is conveniently my name backwards, and I've been releasing a lot lately. I have another project called Procession of Ghosts, which is with a dude, Dave Stenhouse. We have X-Eyes, and yeah, that's about it right now.
Cool. Yeah. And you've guest on several other projects.
In the last couple of years, I've collaborated with Eric Wood and Bastard Noise and Henry Barnes, Amps for Christ, and we just put a record out the year before last. It was Henry Barnes and Kiorna Sabaka from Czech Republic, Dog Bless You Records, and that's who put it out. It was limited edition, and it's like everything, so you only get a couple of them, and then you end up giving them out or trading them, and never, you know, that's it.
You gotta hold on to them.
Gotta hold on to it, yeah. Yeah, you
gotta hold on to one.
Or two, hopefully.
Tonight's performance had a lot of elements of organic acoustic instruments, piano, drums, bass. Is that something you guys have incorporated before, or you see to incorporate before? I mean, obviously in a live environment, it's a little trickier.
No, we haven't. Okay. I mean, I've done it in different projects, but in X-Eyes, it's pretty much been only electronics, mostly Trogatronic electronics.
Do you feel like tonight you guys approached the way you were playing those instruments the same way you would have approached the electronics? I mean, I almost feel like this is more of a free jazz project to a degree as it is a quote-unquote noise project or electronic.
I think it's because you came into our creative area, so we didn't feel like we had to pull electronics out for a show, you know? So it's like, hey, we always monkey around on everything.
Gotcha.
Just because we're in our natural habitat.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice to have a piano right behind you. And
where we recorded right tonight is, it's an offshoot of our kitchen. It's a little nook, and in there is a table full of electronics, a piano, drums, a whole plethora of stuff, and yeah, so it seems like when we've recorded from here, things, you know, we add different elements. But if we go elsewhere, we pretty much just take...
You have what you take. Yeah.
My very first noise recording ever, it was piano, guitar, the 676, you know, because I'm in there and that stuff's available.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And yeah, I approach it all the same way because it's just synergetic. You know, which sometimes we tap into it and sometimes you don't.
You
know?
Right. You either choose to listen to it or you choose to play your own, like, go off and have it play against you.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's playing against you. But the struggle is good sometimes because, you know, you might be sweating, but then you can listen to it afterwards and be like, oh, it's all right.
Cub agrees, obviously. I brought my family, but you guys are a family as well as a band. How does that change what you do, or affect what you do, or inform what you do?
They love it. Thankfully, they're noisy. They love to make noise. They are not irritated by loud sounds, and they like to get in on it as much as possible. So it's a lot of fun. I feel like we definitely have the potential for, like, living off the grid and forming a family band.
Oh, yeah.
Partridge, man.
Mm-hmm. And Partridge.
Partridge.
We only have one obstacle. Rocky right now really doesn't like the F word. He doesn't like cussing. So when there's been vocals involved, he does not approve of the language used.
Yeah, he says it himself in contained environments like here.
He says the F word? Never.
Yeah, he are you kidding?
That's
me?
Amazing to have
never.
Someone that morally.
Yes!
Yeah,
he's that's like interesting. Ignatius in a way. Like,
oh, don't say that. As long as he's never going to work a hot dog stand and
no, he has, it's he has like a very strong moral compass. So, yeah. I don't know if I can play in a band with somebody who won't let me scream and the F word. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Gotcha. That's tricky. And you two together? How do you guys feel about playing music together?
Well, you know, it's
the true
turned
dish.
Into something
get the
good.
True dish. We've never been able to play music together.
Yeah, we haven't been able to.
We try to sit down and play instruments, and he'll write a song, and I'll, like, instantly hate it, even though I like everything that he does. It's just, like, whatever.
I can't teach or anything.
Yeah.
It's, like, if...
it's all me and my neuroses. Like, usually we just, like, it's just, we butt heads. But...
yeah, we've played in bands together in the late 90s, early 2000s here, and then in Memphis, Tennessee, but it was... in Memphis, it was better that we were in our own projects, kind of. It was space, it was time away from each other.
We've never competed or been, like, we're both super supportive of each other. You know, there's no, like none of that weird artist dynamic.
Yeah. I'm going to take this equipment and...
yeah, or, like, I wouldn't be sad if he's doing really well. I'm really genuinely, like, happy for him. And
I've always respected her improvised skills. When we first started hanging out, she was dancing a lot, and she has this passion, this improv that she can tap into. It's like a fire, and I really respected it then. And then, you know, after years of not really doing anything, I started, you know, playing this stuff. And, you know, I've played noise a long time, but it was usually you know, more organic noise. Mm. And it really wasn't until I met W.T. Nelson and those guys when I started getting into Trogatronics, you know, like meeting Scott Roosh, it was really Witch of the Malibu was really what brought me into electronics.
That cult.
It's very much a cult.
He's the one who introduced Travis to W.T.
And Eric Wood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I grew up as a Bastard Noise fanatic, you know, so I met Eric Wood through Scott. But before then, I met W.T. when he was still living here in Long Beach, and he was, you know, building stuff, and I was buying it. And I'd come home, and Corey would be playing with it, and she was making it do things that is really incredible. Because a lot of electronics, especially Trogatronics, the less you touch a knob, the better it can perform. Mm. You know, it's like you'd be so minute with them, because
find a sweet spot.
Can find a sweet spot on every single dial and barely move it, and it opens up worlds of sound, which you can lose so easily by big sweeps.
Processing it through like 10 black metal pedals. Like super like that.
Specifically the death metal pedals.
It cycles.
I just felt like I could really lose myself in it. For a long period of time, and I would really just go to this place, you know. It was like an extension of myself.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite instruments ever.
You can get these things cycling where it goes through a whole cycle from, you know, and it might be a second long, or they might be 20 seconds or a minute long, where the thing will go, and then it repeats itself.
Thank you for cleaning up. I just wanted to let you know, in case you're like, where the hell did our beer go?
We realized right away that it must have been cleaned up. I talked to Monet about it. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, we had a mirror outside that
the storm.
The happy wind.
Oof. Yeah, how are you guys?
The river.
The
atmospheric river. It tore our shit up, yeah. There's a lot of damage.
So how old is the Excise project then?
I think the first release.
It's very new. It's like a little over a year.
No, it's a little bit older than that. The first release came out on Usum Bones Records in Nepal. Or, no, a guy named Rahman put it out of Singapore. I think it was 2014, or was it 2013? 2014, it must be. Okay.
Because how many birthday shows? That's a good.
Okay, yeah, we've done two.
We've done three.
You guys aren't old enough to forget about things yet.
Yeah, no, I'm getting there. Yeah, so, and then we did, our second release was on the Noise for Nepal compilation, when there's like 100 other bands, or 99 other projects on there. And what was amazing about Excise is we were right next to Weather Warlock on, because it was alphabetical.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. And being next to Weather Warlock was amazing, because you know Weather Warlock?
I don't know that.
Weather Warlock is Quintron from New Orleans.
Oh, wow. So okay, I'm sorry. Yes, he just did that thing at HM-157, yeah.
Yeah, his atmosphere-controlled synthesizer. And what he did for that was he released the 10 minutes, because it's all archived. You can stream it live and listen to it, or you know, you can listen to, you know, it's archived, so you can listen to whatever point of time you want to listen to. And he took the 10 minutes that earthquake, you know, before and after that earthquake, and gave that to them. And this is what this thing was doing on this side of the earth, being controlled by, you know, atmospheric pressure and dew point. And
that's amazing.
Humidity and whatnot. Yeah. And yeah, so that was our second release. And then we started releasing with Kitty Play.
And finally, what do you guys see for the future of Excise?
Just, I don't know, nothing.
Fusion.
Jazz fusion.
Yeah, strictly acoustic band now?
No, we're going to do
just the sound of you turning knobs and...
We're going to vacuum and...
Oh.
And do dishes.
Get dinner.
Yeah. No, actually,
it's gonna be domestic noise.
Okay.
Yeah, family noise, kids crying and stuff, and fighting and arguing over that.
Seems like that could be a whole new genre of. I don't know if it would be tape releases. I might have to be like, I don't know what it would be.
No, actually, what we're gonna do.
It'd be bad.
Is we're gonna do
like a cable channel.
We're gonna do an interpretation of the Light as a Feather record on spoons. And clapping.
Wow.
With all seriousness, I'm looking forward to music in the next 3 to 4 years of music.
Is a reaction to what's his name?
Yeah.
Orange Hitler.
I mean, there's just you guys are big
punk
desperation,
kids, I guess.
You know, and like a lot of helplessness. So, you know, music is obviously like the best way to channel.
It's
that,
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be more vocals. A lot of things to say.
Good. Well, thank you guys for saying this to me and us. And
thank you for
recording.
Bringing your show to us.
Yeah.
It was nice
to
be
on the road.
And
yeah.
It all here. Yeah, it was great.
Let them play on an iPad and a different... you want to say anything, Cub?
No.
Okay. You just
did.
Sweet. Cool.